For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ at his coming. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
We read Peter's first sermon, the one that he preached on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Chapter 3 of the book of Acts opens with Peter and John heading to the temple for prayer. A lame beggar was there, and seeing the disciples, asked for their help. He wanted money, but got a far greater gift, the ability to walk. Even more than that, we read, the man who was lame from his mother's womb stood upright and was walking and leaping and praising God. For obvious reasons, people were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to the man. This gave Peter the opportunity to preach his second sermon. Hear now God's word in Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. But when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you gaze at us, as if by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, but put to death the author of life, whom God raised from the dead, a fact to which we are witnesses. And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which is through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, just as your rulers did also. But the things which God announced beforehand by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Therefore, repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Peter was paying attention to the people around him, and he knew he had an opportunity to preach the truth of the risen and reigning King Jesus. He masterfully turned the attention of the people away from John and himself and directed their thoughts to Jesus, to the Holy and Righteous One, the author of life, the promised Messiah who fulfilled the Old Testament promises of the suffering servant, who was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. Though the sermon continues through the end of the chapter, the final verse of our passage is a call to repent and believe. Also, a promise that all who do so receive the forgiveness of sins and will rejoice when Christ comes again. The Family Worship Bible Guide has these words: "Peter used this miracle as an opportunity to declare the power of the name of Jesus, not just to heal the sick, but as the person in whom we must place our faith. It is fitting that this miracle took place at the gate called Beautiful, for it reveals the loveliness of the Savior as he takes hopeless sinners and restores them to strength, joy, and peace." To those words, we all ought to say, Amen. Our Savior did this for the lame beggar at the gate of the temple called Beautiful, and he has continued doing so for multitudes, a multitude too great to number. Christ Jesus is indeed altogether lovely, giving life to the dead and hope to the hopeless, Jesus is the author of life. Apart from him, there is death and destruction. In him, we have eternal life. In him, we have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Being united to Christ by faith, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.